This is Radio X. Across Brussels and beyond. Expressing city life in your language. Your language. Radio X. Coming soon to DAB Plus Digital Radio.
I have the honour today to be talking to His Excellency Eamon Mackay, the Irish Ambassador to Belgium. And I'm here to talk about something that's very close to my heart, Irish traditional music. Mr. Ambassador, thank you very much for talking to Radio X.
That's a pleasure to talk to you.
So we're here today, Mr. Ambassador, to talk about a festival that's coming up. It is the season of festivals called Tradfest. Now, I love it. I can talk forever about this subject, but I'm going to let you tell us all about it. What is Tradfest?
Well, Tradfest is really going to be an explosion of Irish traditional music to take place in Brussels between the 10th and the 14th of June. The motivation for it really was the fact that a lot of people access Ireland or think of Ireland through music and come to Ireland because of our music. And as well as that, we have a very large Irish community of between 10 and 15,000 people living in Belgium, most of them in the Brussels area. So it was to provide them with something special.
And it's been a long time really since we've had, I suppose, a festival of Irish music in Brussels. I've certainly gone around to many Irish bands that play here regularly, but not necessarily all together in a few days where it's this festival atmosphere and it's absolutely brilliant. You have a headline act. Who are they?
Well, Keelar are the headline act, and they're going to play Bozar on the 11th of June at 7:15, and tickets are on sale at Bozar at the moment for that. Keelar are a fantastic Irish but also world music band. They're really quite unique in what they do, blending Irish traditional music bass, I suppose, with a variety of other types of music to produce a unique kind of sound.
Keelar are indeed a brilliant band. They've played all over Europe. I'm sure if you're listening, you've heard of them at some point in time. They've also played America, so if there's any Americans out there listening as well, you'll definitely want to go to see this band. They are brilliant. But there are other acts on the bill. Tell us a little bit about who else to expect.
Well, I guess the unique thing really about the festival, and I think it is probably a first, is that over the 5 days between the 10th and the 14th of June, we will have more than 50 artists, and they will play in 11 different venues around the Brussels area, and they come from 5 different countries. So it's going to be quite a combination of different types of Irish traditional music. Keelar, for example, will be supported by a new contemporary twist on Irish trad, a band called Perfect Friction, an all-female lineup on this occasion, and there will be other bands, including many who play traditional music who are based here in Belgium already, Irish people working in the institutions, in the private sector, who have this as a hobby, but who really, in a sense, while they aren't paid for doing this, are amateur Irish traditional musicians. Their sound is extraordinarily good, and it's a labour of love and well worth seeing.
And most of these people you've spoken about obviously have grown up with Irish music, so even though they may not be doing it professionally, they've been playing since they were probably 6. And they're well worth coming to see. So just to mention a few of the artists coming up, Idel Hurley, Kieran O'Kialig, who else is on there? Karen McHugh, which a lot of you will know. You've got Barry Kavanagh, Joe Mullen, and Anthony John Clark. So a great lineup. Who is sponsoring this, Mr. Ambassador, apart from the Irish Embassy?
Well, we've been very fortunate to get a number of corporate sponsors on board. We have BNP Paribas, we have Ryanair, we have Waterloo Beer, and we have Anthony Martin's. We have also some support from our own Department of Foreign Affairs, and Culture Ireland and Tourism Ireland are actively involved. And Jack O'Shea will also be rolling in behind us, the well-known Irish butcher and restaurateur here in Belgium. So we've got great support, and we're looking forward to doing this in a really good way.
And indeed, if anyone has been to Ireland, they wanted another taste of it, they have to come along to the Tradfest on June 10th to the 14th here in the centre of Brussels. Also, if you're going to Ireland and you want to know what to expect, that's another reason for attending, of course. And if you are going to Ireland, I recommend Ballybunion, County Kerry. That's my favourite spot. Mr. Ambassador, do you have a favourite holiday destination in Ireland?
Well, actually, I love Lough Derg and Tipperary. The boating around there is fantastic, and some really beautiful little towns like Terry Glass and Drumminier. So that's my favourite spot.
Yeah, we could talk forever about the beautiful places around Ireland. Tell me, Mr. Ambassador, if people want more information on how to buy tickets and who's on the bill, where can they get that?
Well, they can go onto the Bozar site directly to get tickets for the Keelar gig. All the other events are free entry events. You have to register for one or two of them, but all the detail for that is available on our own website, embassyofireland.be.
Mr. Ambassador, I look forward to enjoying some great music with you in the month of June. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.